A lean 6'4" receiver who can jump, Eastern Kentucky's Tyrone Gord looks like the perfect red zone target, and he tied a school record with 4 TD catches in one game last year. But it took a while for him to settle into that role.
I figured I'd have been a red zone threat somehow. Just didn't think it would have been like my leaping ability. I figured it would have been probably like my speeds of running slants or, you know, running crossing routes with other people, you know, setting natural picks and stuff. But as far as like the fade ball, didn't do it a lot in high school. First couple of years in college, didn't do it a lot. So, you know, we got a new offense coordinator who wanted to take chances, you know, and that's what he did. He took chances, gave me a chance at, you know, doing something that I should have been doing a long time ago.
Gord insists he has more to his game than just catching fade routes, though. He had 4 100-yard receiving games last season when given the opportunity to be a go-to guy.
I like the fade route, don't get me wrong, but slants, you know, it didn't bother me going across the middle. I'm not scared to go across the middle. I mean, I'm out there to play football, you know, not to, you know, hold pom-poms and not take hits. So it's part of contact, it's part of sport, and I'm there to take hits. So, I mean, I'm going to do what I got to do to get the ball.
A late-round prospect or potential free agent, Gord admits he has plenty to learn about the pro game, but he has no problem being patient. That's a lesson he learned in college, where he didn't emerge as a big-time player right away. If he follows the same pattern in the pros, that's just fine with him.
You know, coming out of high school, you're the best guy on the team, you're the fastest guy on the team, you're the smartest guy, and then, you know, you're a superstar, basically. Getting to college, you know, first 2 years didn't play, you know, and I was like, man, I just thought I was as good as everyone else, you know, if not better. And a guy came to me, told me, hey, you know, high school, he was a superstar. He was the smartest, he was the fastest, he was the quickest. Here, you got to wait your turn and grow. And that's what I did, and I learned I wasn't the fastest, I wasn't the smartest, I wasn't the quickest. It was people who was thinking quicker than me. And as I grew throughout college, things for me got a little better.
And that's going to be the same probably?
Oh, yeah. I gotta, it's a whole new process. Got to start over. Yes, sir. Whole new process. Got to start over.